Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara here is the sugya of the Chalukas Haaretz. How did the Chalukas Haaretz work? The sugya really starts, there's two psukim which the Gemara says is a steer one to the other. The first pasuk is La'ela Techalik Haaretz. And the land is divided to these, meaning these people that were counted in Parashas Pinchas, the Bo'i Haaretz. So La'ela Techalik Haaretz is mashma, that these are the people that the land is going to be divided to them. So it's mashma that the Din Chalukas Haaretz was Neschalik between the Bo'i Haaretz. That's the pasuk La'ela Techalik Haaretz. But then, the pasuk also says, L'shmais matas avaysa min chalu. Why does it say L'shmais matas avaysa min chalu? What's pshat in that pasuk? The Gemara darshins from that pasuk that it was avaysam. It was the Yetzei Mitzrayim that received the chalukah. It was the Yetzei Mitzrayim. Every one of the Yetzei Mitzrayim gets the chalukah. So that's the shaila. What did they do? Did they divide up Eretz Yisrael into all the 600,000 and so chalakim of Yetzei Mitzrayim, give each one of the Yetzei Mitzrayim a chalik, 1/600,000th. And his Yerushim would get it with the parish of Yerusha, that's one side. Well, no, they gave it to the Bo'i Haaretz, that they would split it up to the 600,000 or so Bo'i Haaretz, give each one chalik. So the Gemara has three shittas that to know exactly what they did. Rabbi Yeshia says that they gave it all to the Yetzei Mitzrayim. The entire land was given over to the Yetzei Mitzrayim, Neschalik to the Yetzei Mitzrayim, and that's the Pshat L'Shmeis Matas Avosim in Cholu, and La'ela Techolik Aretz is just telling you, Ka'ela. La'etzias Etfalim. In other words, it's just telling you that the Yetzei Mitzrayim that it gets, which that we know from the L'Shmeis Matas Avosim in Cholu, have to be 20 and over when they came out of Mitzrayim. Anyone, even if he went out of Mitzrayim, but he was not 20 or over, or Nashim, whatever it is, they all did not get a chelik in the Eretz. So come days, if someone's a Bo'i Haaretz, and he has no ancestor that was Yetzi Mitzrayim above 20, Lamashal, his grandfather did not go out of Mitzrayim, died in Mitzrayim, and his father came out of Mitzrayim when he was less than 20, or he himself came out of Mitzrayim when he was less than 20, he would not get a chelik in the Eretz altogether, as they state in the Rishbam. I guess do me to a ger, or a nisha, that doesn't have a chelik in the Eretz. But that's Rabbi Yeshia's shita pashit, that the land was given to the Yetzir, the land was a schalik to the Yetzir Mitzrayim. The second shita is Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison holds no, the land was a schalik for the Bo'i Eretz. Why does it say, L'shmeis matis avaysim in chalu? So the Gemara says, because it went back to the Yetzir Mitzrayim, and then back again to the Bo'i Haaretz. Originally, the Chalukah was to all the Bo'i Haaretz, and then they were Meirishit Kain. Like it says, the Mesim, Yerushim, the Chayim, they were Meirishit to their ancestors, and then they were Yerushit back. That's the way it worked. Now, the Shaila is just to be Meirishit to the ancestors and Meirishit back, so nothing happened. They would just get the same Chaluk that they gave back to their ancestors, the Yetzir Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, the Chayzim v'chalkim b'shavet. But there are three pshatim in the Rishonim. Taisus brings all three. There are three pshatim in the Rishonim exactly how that worked. Exactly how it worked that it was given to the Yeshvei Haaretz, to the Bo'i Haaretz, I mean. And then it went back to the Yetzir Mitzrayim and back again to the Bo'i Haaretz. What exactly does that mean? The first pshat is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, and this is one of the girsas of the Rishonim, when the Gemara brought that marshal from the Kehanim, there's a girsa, Naitul Shnei Chalakim Machzirin Eitzel Avi Avihen. They return it to the grandfather. So here also they bring it back and return it to the grandfather, not to their father. You first will mechalak it to the Bo'i Haaretz. Every one of the Bo'i Haaretz gets an equal chalak. Then the Bo'i Haaretz have to then return their chalak. Their chalak then goes to their grandfather. And now it's split up from their grandfather. So Kumtai says, if let's say you have a family, you have two brothers, one of them has 9 children that are Bo'i Haaretz, and the other has 1 child that's Bo'i Haaretz. So between the 10, they have 10 chalakim. They give these 10 chalakim back to their grandfather, but only if their grandfather was the Yetzir Mitzrayim. And then each one of the two brothers would get 5, so now, as far as the 10 grandchildren, the one grandchildren will get 5, and the other 9 grandchildren would split the 5 chalakim. Now there's a machlokes in Mefarshim of Rashi, if the case that you return it to the grandfather again, everyone agrees, everyone in the Rishayim at least agrees that the pshat in the grandfather is that the grandfather's from the Yetzir Mitzrayim. There is a pshat in Rashi from the Levush Ha'ira and Rashi and Chumash, that learns that the grandfather is not necessarily a Yetzir Mitzrayim, but then Rashi would be exactly like the Rishbam and the Rivam, and we're going to explain that shita soon. But the Rishayim don't learn that way. Taisus, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva, the Rabbeinu Yena, they don't learn Rashi that way. They learn Rashi when he says it goes back to the grandfather. It's dafka if the grandfather's from the Yetzir Mitzrayim. But what about their fathers? Are their fathers from the Yetzir Mitzrayim? The Mizrahi, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, he holds that if their fathers were 20 years old when they came out of Mitzrayim, then you don't go back to the grandfather. Then you'll just go back to the father, which essentially doesn't change anything. If it goes back to the father, back to the son, it's exactly the same thing. This din of going back to the grandfather is dafka when you don't have a father that was the Yetzir Mitzrayim that was 20 years old. A boy Aretz, whose father, B'shas Yitzis Mitzrayim, was not 20 years old. Then it has to go to the grandfather. So the majority of the boy Aretz, Lefi Zeh, Lefi this from Zrachi, held on to their chelik, did not have to return it to their grandfather. Because the majority of the boy Aretz, their father was more than 20, B'shas Yitzis Mitzrayim. Presumably. But if you have some of the Bari Oretz whose fathers were not yet 20 years old when they came out of Mitzrayim, so although they get a chelik, but they can't hold on to their chelik because the chelik really has to be, they're like the shluchim, the chelik really has to be for the Yetzir Mitzrayim. That's how I understand Shitas Rashi Lefida Mizrahi. Or even not Lefida Mizrahi. The Yisayna Dover is like this. The Bari Oretz of Ada have a chelik. But the chelik is not the pshat they have stam have the chelik. It's a schalik to the boya aretz. But they're like the shluchim to bring it up to the Yetzir Mitzrayim. But only the Yetzir Mitzrayim could really have the chelik. How much of a chelik do the Yetzir Mitzrayim have? Depending how many descendants boya aretz they have. The boya aretz bring it back to the Yetzir Mitzrayim. So the Mizrahi is saying, if the pshat is that these boya aretz have a Yetzir Mitzrayim, an ancestor, a father, a Yetzir Mitzrayim, which is above 20, has a father above 20, so it doesn't have to go to the grandfather. They already have a Yetzir Mitzrayim, which has the chelik, and will give it directly to them. And then there's mamish no chelik if it goes back or not. There's no, chazara doesn't really exist if you're just giving it back to your father and him giving it back to you. But let's say their father was not from the Yetzir Mitzrayim, he wasn't 20 by the Yetzir Mitzrayim, so he doesn't rank. So then the only way they could hold on to the chelik is by their grandfather having it. Ah, so the grandfather gets all their chalakim and then splits it back up. And it will be split up among his children and among his grandchildren. It will be evenly split among his children. And the male of the two families, it will get equal, even though one family has more, one family has less. But each brother, each uncle would get an equal chelik. So the family of cousins, the 9 cousins, will get the same equal chelik as the one cousin, like we mastered before. If they have 9 and 1, so they can end up, the 9 will get 5 and the 1 will get 5. But that's only when the two brothers, their fathers, were not Yetzir Mitzrayim themselves. Here the 10 children, 9 from one family, 1 from the other family, they're the Bayarits, they have 10 chalakim, and they can't send it back to their fathers. Their fathers were not 20 by Yetzir Mitzrayim, they got to go back to their grandfather. Oh, now the grandfather gets hold of 10 chalakim, and the way the chaluk will be is 5 for one family, which has 1 child, and 5 for the other family, which has 9 children. But if their father's alone with Yetzir Mitzrayim, the one with the 9, their father itself was Yetzir Mitzrayim, so the 9 chalakim will go to him, and straight back to them. And the one with the 1 chaluk will go to their father, and straight back to him. In other words, it wouldn't go to the grandfather, there wouldn't be any chaluk. I think the Rashi was mefurish that he learned Rashi that way. The Masha clay is not the way. The Masha is mefalpel in and tzirik. The Rayis from Rashi, not that way. The Masha's pshat would be is no. That it goes back to the grandfather if the grandfather was the Yetzir Mitzrayim, even if the father's also Yetzir Mitzrayim and he was above 20. So the pshat in that would be is it goes back to the earliest generation Yetzir Mitzrayim that it could. That's Xeris HaKasav. The Nachla is first split up among the Boya Arts. But the site is they're getting the Nachla for the first generation Yetzir Mitzrayim. If they don't have a grandfather, Yetzim Mitzrayim, good. So then it goes back to their father, it goes back to them. That's the Chazara doesn't play a role there. That's true in both Pratim of Rashi, that when there's no grandfather that's Yetzim Mitzrayim, there is no halach of Chazara. All it could go back is to the father, that's Yetzim Mitzrayim, and then it will go back to the sons, and it will be exactly the same thing as if it wouldn't have gone back. But this Pshat in Rashi, the Marsha's Pshat in Rashi, is saying that when the grandfather is a Yetzim Mitzrayim, even if the father is also a Yetzim Mitzrayim, that's over Chaf, it still will go back to the grandfather. That's the Xeris HaKosuv, that the first generation, the older generation of Yetzim Mitzrayim, they're the ones who ultimately get everything, and it's split evenly among their descendants. So there's the first Pshat in the Rishonim, in Rabbi Yonasan, the Rashi and Chumash, that if they don't have a grandfather from the Yetzim Mitzrayim, there's no Din Chazara. Chazara is dafka when there's a grandfather from the Yetzim Mitzrayim. And the Mizrahi holds that if they have a father that's over 20 Yetzim Mitzrayim, it also doesn't go back to the grandfather. Chazara is in the relatively not Shchiach case, when the only one that was Yetzim Mitzrayim from their ancestors is their grandfather, their father was not 20 by Yetzim Mitzrayim. And therefore, it has to go back to the grandfather. If they have a father that was Yetzim Mitzrayim, it could go back to the father, and then essentially didn't go back at all. And the Marsha has a pshat that no, even if the father was Yetzim Mitzrayim, that's Xeris HaKosuv, it always goes back to the grandfather as long as he was Yetzim Mitzrayim. But the lamdus of both, I think, is the same lamdus. That the chalukah essentially really is to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, or in the Marsha, the older generation of Yetzim Mitzrayim. Now, what do we give the Yetzim Mitzrayim? We give them kafi how much descendants by Eretz they have. And that becomes the schalik to their descendants. Equally. Not that the bigger family gets more than the smaller family. Now, the Sangam Shad and the Rishayim and the Yenison is the Rashbam, and Taisus brings down from the Rivam, which says that there's no such thing as a grandfather. It doesn't go back to the grandfather. Now, you split it up among the Bayi Eretz, fine. And they send it back to their fathers. And there's a Xeris HaKosuv that the fathers have to split it with their brothers equally. A father with 9 children has a brother that has 1 child. They have to split equally the 10 chalakim that their respective children get. But that's even if the grandfather's not from the Yetzim Mitzrayim Bechlau. So I would tell you the Lomdus Lefi the Rishbam and the Rivam is different than the Lomdus Lefi Rashi. Rashi who insists that the Chazara goes to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, I would say the Pshat is that the Etzim, the Chalukah, is really to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Now, how many Chalukim do the Yetzim Mitzrayim get? I'll pee how many descendants of Boi Eretz they have. That's how much the Yetzim Mitzrayim get. But according to the Rishbam and the Rivam, that has nothing to do with the Yetzim Mitzrayim. The Boi Eretz get a Chalik, they return it to their fathers, and their fathers, not that it ends up by the grandfather, but the fathers, the 2 brothers, Xeris HaKosuv, and they split it evenly. That the fathers of the Boya Oritz split evenly all the Nechasim they get from their descendants, the Boya Oritz. Let's say you have Boya Oritz that don't have ancestors that were 20 years old by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Their father came out of Mitzrayim when he was less than 20. And their grandfather died in Mitzrayim. And they don't have Yetzim Mitzrayim to return it back to. So if you say the Chalukah, even Laman Yomel, Leboya Eretz and Schalku, Be'etzim the Chalukah goes to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Now, was that how much did the Yetzim Mitzrayim get? Could feed the shear of how much descendants they have. Like the Re'aim, all the Yetzim Mitzrayim could feed the shear of the descendants. Like the Marsha, only the first generation Yetzim Mitzrayim. So what if someone doesn't have an ancestor from the Yetzim Mitzrayim, so he doesn't receive a chalik? Just like Laman Yomel Yetzim Mitzrayim, if he doesn't have an ancestor to Yetzim Mitzrayim, he doesn't receive a chalik. But if you hold the pshat is no. You're giving it to the Boy Arts. Now the stomach Xeris HaKosuv, that the Boy Arts have to share it with their cousins. The family of Boy Arts, each one gets a chalik. If their father has brothers, and their father's brothers also have children, They have to give it back to the brothers. That's Lamate Avaisim. Avaisim is brothers. And they split it evenly, and they, each family gets equal. Each family of cousins have to get equal, no matter how many children are in that family. But it's not the pshat that the chaluk is for the Baya Mitzrayim. So let's say, punk, you have Baya Aretz that do not have ancestors of Zayitzim Mitzrayim. Their father left Mitzrayim when he was before 20, and their grandfather never left Mitzrayim. So they'll get the chaluk. They just won't have to give it back, because there's no one to give it back to. Now, later in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Rishbam Divrei Maskil Shema Mina, it's Mavur Lehedya, this tzad, that when there's no, when you, if you hold like Rabbi Yonasan, Leboya Aretz, and they don't have any ancestor that was Yetzi Mitzrayim, their father was less than 20, and their grandfather didn't leave Mitzrayim, so they get it. As long as they're 20 by the Boya Aretz, they get it. And they never give it back. I think that's the Rishbam L'shitasai, that the Xeris HaKosav is stam, that you have to go be mechalagit when the Boya Aretz get it, they have to give it back to their fathers to be mechalagit with their brothers. The cousins, the two families of cousins, have to get the same chelik. Stam Xeris HaKosav. Lefi Rashi, I would say the pshat is that if there is no Yetzi Mitzrayim, not a grandfather, not a father, then they wouldn't get anything. Agav, it's Mavur in that Gemara there in Kuf Yud Ches, we'll see it soon, that there was no case of someone that didn't get anything. Even though Laman Liyom El Yetzim Mitzrayim, if you didn't have an ancestor Yetzim Mitzrayim that was above 20, L'chay, you wouldn't get anything. And Laman Liyom El Boi Aretz, that's called if you're not 20 when you Boi Aretz, and you don't have any cousin, which is 20 by the Boi Aretz, which you could get it through Chazara, then also you won't get anything. But there wasn't any such people. That's what the Gemara brings, that's what the Gemara says. We'll see it then. But I'm talking theoretically. In Rashi's pshat, that the Yisayit is it goes to the grandfather of the Yetzim Mitzrayim. So that the Yisayit is, you need a Yetzim Mitzrayim to get a Yerusha. The Boy Aretz will get, but they can only actually get it if the Yetzim Mitzrayim ends up giving it to them. Ends up being Mayrusha to them. Now, Shekin, according to Shmam, it's Tam Chalukah. The Boy Aretz get. But then the halacha is that the cousins have to even out the chalukah, the brothers of the ones who get, the fathers of the ones who get, if they're brothers, they have to split evenly and give it back to their children with an even chalukah. But it's not the yisayid that you need the Yetzim Mitzrayim to get. As always, Mavur in the Rishbam later on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So these are the two mahalachim in Rabbi Yonasan. And then we have the third mahalach, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's nothing to do with brothers and nothing to do with grandfathers. The Yisayda Davar is that the Boi Aretz get the Chalukah, they give it back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, and the Yetzim Mitzrayim split it evenly. So if you're Rabbeinu Tam, what does it mean, the Boi Aretz? What's an afkamina that it's going the Boi Aretz if anyway it's being split evenly among the Yetzim Mitzrayim? So what's exactly the machlokes between the Man Yama, the Boi Aretz and Schalku, Man Yama, Yetzim Mitzrayim and Schalku? So Rabbeinu Tam says, one afkamina, that if you hold the Yetzim Mitzrayim Neschalku, so even if all his descendants are below 20 or women, they'll still get, because you give it straight to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Masha'en Kain, if you hold the Boi Aretz Neschalku and it goes back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, it only goes back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim who have at least a descendant that is a male 20 years old from the Boi Aretz. But those Yetzi Mitzrayim that do not have a male 20-year-old descendant from the Boi Aretz, so they didn't receive any share of the pot, so they don't get anything, and afkamina, that their children that were less than 20, or their nekevais, wouldn't get. And again, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, there was no such person. But that is the Yisai, that's only machlokes between the Man Yama Boi Aretz and the Man Yama Yetzim Mitzrayim. I mean, Slavchot was such a person, but the Man Yama Boi Aretz, his daughters still got, because they could still Yarshin from Chayfer. That's Klar according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Klar from the Pasuk of the Bnei Slavchot, that as long as you have one male 20-year-old descendant from the Boi Aretz, you get the Chalukah. You get an equal portion like all the other Yetzim Mitzrayim, and all your Yarshim, including the women, like the Bnei Slavchad, and including the ones below 20, if their father's no longer alive, would get. But the nafkamina would be if you have no such descendants, like Slavchad. It would be nafkamina by the Bnei Slavchad themselves. The man, the Yom Yaitzim Mitzrayim, they would get both their chelik and lichsei chefer, and Slavchad himself would have a chelik which his daughters would have. The man, the Amabai Aretz, since Slavchad didn't have any male descendant above 20 from the Bai Aretz, so he never became part of the pool of the Yaitzim Mitzrayim that split the chalukah. So let's see, come. We have Rabbi Yeshi Yeshita, very simple. It was split up to as many chalakim as Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Everyone who's Yaitzim Mitzrayim gets one chalak, and their Yarshim get it with the rules of Yerusha. We have Rabbi Yenison's chat that it was split up among the Bai Aretz and went back. What does it mean it went back? We have Rashi and Chumash's pshat that it had to go back to a Yotzei Mitzrayim, to the grandfather who was a Yotzei Mitzrayim. According to the Mizrahi, Enechinami, if they have a father that was above 20 of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, then it doesn't go back, it just goes back to him, which essentially means it doesn't go back. And we have the Marsha's pshat that it would always go back to the earlier generation Yotzei Mitzrayim. That's the Xeris HaKasov. But according to both, if you don't have the Yetzim Mitzrayim in the ancestry, I would think that you would not get a Yerusha B'chlal. We have the Rashbam and the Rivam that say it doesn't go back to the grandfather, but there's Xeris HaKasev that it goes, you split it up among the Bai Aretz, and Xeris HaKasev, it goes to their fathers to split it evenly with their father's brothers, so that the two families of cousins will get an even chelik, even though one has 9 children and one has 1 child. In the Rashbam, it's Mavur later in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, if they have no Yetzim Mitzrayim Lamala Michav to give it back to, they'll just take the Chelik L'Aretz regular. And we have Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, that all the Yetzim Mitzrayim together split it evenly. So what's an Afkamina to Man Yom Yetzim Mitzrayim Man Yom Boy Aretz? Just an Afkamina that Laman Yom Boy Aretz is Chalko in order to belong to the pool where the Yetzim Mitzrayim split up, is dafka if you al kaponim have at least one male above 20 descendant from the Bai Aretz. But if you do, the chalukah is an equal chalukah of all the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Later in Taisus also mentions that according to Menu Tam, it didn't go to all the Yetzim Mitzrayim equally, each shevet split it equally. Because it's Mavur in the Gemara that way, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Ches. As opposed to the Man Yomli Yetzim Mitzrayim, it went to all the Yetzim Mitzrayim equally. And the third Tana that we have is Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar holds that the Yetzim Mitzrayim and the Bai Aretz get a chalukah. In other words, it was split up to 1.2 million plus chalakim. Every Yetzim Mitzrayim gets one chalak. Every Bai Aretz gets one chalak. The Bai Aretz also would get the Yerusha of their ancestors, the Yetzim Mitzrayim. And they would have one chalak that they get because they're Bai Aretz. And if a person would happen to be both the Yetzim Mitzrayim and a Bai Aretz, so he would have 2 chalakim, one for being Yetzim Mitzrayim, one for being a Bai Aretz. And if you happen to be a Bai Aretz, and your father or grandfather was Yetzim Mitzrayim, so you have your chalak, the 1.2 millionth mitzad, you're being a Bai Aretz, and your Yarshin, your father or grandfather's chalak, together with the other Yarshim of the chalakim of the Yetzim Mitzrayim. That's the sugya. Now, I want to make a very wichtige point, discuss a related sugya that's also shmeinen, that the machloikis of Yetzim Mitzrayim and Bai Aretz is the machloikis who actually got the kinyan of the land. Because everyone agrees, l'chayra, that Yerushi let me have a sayim. I mean, the Gemara says in Legabi the Din, the Gemara says, Shaila, why did Slavka have a chelik b'char? What happened to Niv Eina Mechai Neidl Baroi? Slavka died before they came to Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. So how did Slavka get a Chelik Bechaira? I mean, Chayfer died. I mean, Chayfer died before they went to Eretz Yisrael. So how did Slavka get a Chelik Bechaira? Chayfer didn't have the... It wasn't Muchzik by Chayfer. So the Gemara said, like the Rishbam brought in the Mishnah, that Eretz Yisrael Muchzik let me have the same. That's the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Ches. I mean, Kuf Yud Ches. So that alone is not a raya, because the Gemara said that Am Mishnah goes dafka like Rabbi Yeshia. Because according to Rabbi Yenison, there was no such thing as them getting chelik slavchad. Slavchad was not a Bai Aretz, they wouldn't get a chelik slavchad. the B'nai Shlafcha, the only thing they would get is the Chelek Chayfer al Yidei Chazara. And that Mishnah says they get the Chelek Shlafcha and his Chelek B'nichse Chayfer and his Pishnayim. So just like a B'nai doesn't hold that they don't get the Chelek of Shlafcha, they just get the Chelek of Chayfer. So maybe he also holds they don't get the Chelek B'char, but the Gemara Nafkav Chesim Amaz is not Mashman away. It's Mashman even Rabbi Yenison holds they get the Chelek of the B'char. So it's Mashmi, he also holds Mechzekes Hilem Me'avesehen. And Lamai said, the other Gemara said, a Mashma Klar, that Eretz Yisrael already belonged to Klal Yisrael before. I mean, the Gemara earlier in Daf Kuf here in Bava Basra, the Gemara says that Kum Misalach Ba'aris L'Arkul L'Rakba is a Kinyan Chazaka. The Rabbi Lezer learns that from there, the din of Kinyan Chazaka to Hiluch is a Kinyan Chazaka. And even the Rabbanan hold it's not a Kinyan Chazaka, that's because the Abish that gave it to him, he doesn't need a Kinyan. So the walking was to show that it's his, but the pshat is it's also mashma. Also mashma was his already at that time. Also the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in the fourth parak, and the Gemara brings a raya that if somebody is nicha for Avodah Zarah, and a guy then does Avodah Zarah with his chayfetz, he can ask you, you don't say ana ma'isa davashen shalai, because you see by Eretz Yisrael, all the guyim had a din of Avodah Zarah, what they did, even though it belonged to the Eden, it says mechtei, Yerushi Lema Vesayim Ve'enem Moisad Avashayin Shaloi is a riot that since they were maskim, you don't say Enem Moisad Avashayin Shaloi, but it's Mavur in the Gemara that's a klal that Yerushi Lema Vesayim Yisrael belonged to them since Avraham Avinu. Now this is a Grach al Hashash, brings that from Chaim Musa earlier on that Pe'alef and Menalef, also Mamish. This Vart, he says, that's klar. Eretz Yisrael belonged to Klal Yisrael. From the time of Avram, Yerushim Avisayim, this whole Gemara that's discussing whether Leboi Mitzrayim Nechlek Haaretz, or Leitzim Shayim Nechlek Haaretz, or Leboi Haaretz Nechlek Haaretz, as Alsta, what exactly was the Chalukah? See, and that's clear also, the Chalukah didn't happen B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avad and the Chalukah happened when they were Mechalek the Haaretz B'Shas that they came in after the Kibush. The only shaila is what exactly was the seid of the chalukah? What was the din Torah? Normally, have the chalukas yarshim, so they split it equally. Bechar gets pishnayim, whatever the case is. Here, when Klal Yisrael was mechalak Eretz Yisrael, which belonged to the Gans Klal Yisrael b'shava, as David Tfusas Abayis, it was a mechzekas silonim, it belonged to the Gans Klal Yisrael. When they made a chalukah and gave everyone the individual portion, what formula did they use? What was the hilchas chalukah that the Torah made for Eretz Yisrael? Was it based on Yetzim Mitzrayim? That the Pshat is all the Yetzim Mitzrayim would get a chelik bekever and then be meirushit to their children? Or is it by Eretz? So the actual Eretz belonged to them. That's why it's not right for the chelik bechayr. It belonged to them. It's muchzik by them. But the chalukah didn't happen yet. That's klar. So Chaim there says a little bit more. Chaim says a very geshmakish shtickle. He says there was two dinim in getting Eretz Yisrael. There was the Eretz Yisrael, Mechzekes Ilonim Aviseinu din. And the pshat is that Gans Klal Yisrael has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, mitzad the fact that it's Mechzekes Ilonim Aviseinu. And in that din, there's a din chalukah, how exactly it's Neschalik Lamaisa after they got the Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another din. There's a din of Yerusha v'Yeshiva. There's a loch of Yerusha that had to be Meirish Eretz Yisrael, and they had to settle Eretz Yisrael. That's a din. The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and the din of mitzvahs atzlius ba'aretz was only chal de Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Even though they had Eretz Yisrael already, but they needed Yerusha v'Yeshiva to make a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He says, very interesting, he says that the Rambam says that a ger can be mevi v'kari by Bikurim, and an Isha can't. And by Vidu Yimayser, the din is mamish v'keret. An Isha does Vidu Yimayser, and a ger does not. And he explains, because the din by Bikurim is, you have to say, Adama Shenasata Li. Eishes Priya Adama Shenasata Li Hashem. Has to be mine. And Isha doesn't have a din Yerusha and Yeshiva, so Mela, that can't be a Shenasata Li. But Vidu Maisi say Shenishmal Avesenu. The Isha is also Bechlau, the Mechzekes Ilonim Avesenu. That's why she could say Shenishmal Avesenu. Agar is Fakarit. A ger can't say a shenish b'laveseinu because he's not b'chlal the mechzeks m'aveseinu. He's not a yerish of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov of Ada. He could say Aram Yevidav. He could say aveseinu because Avram was an Avamayin Goyim. But he can't say that he has the Eretz Hashanishba Avesenu, because that's going on the din of Eretz Yisrael, Muzakas Hilonim Avesenu, that the Ger doesn't have. But Hashanasatali, that he has, because since he's a Zachar, he's Bechlal the din of Yerushivi Yeshiva. Against a shtickle, but I'll go upon him, you see for Reb Chaim this thing, that Mitzad the Muzakas Hilonim Avesenu, that everyone's masking that happened by Avram. And mitzad the Yerushiv Yeshiva, everyone's masking that they only got bepoil the Yerushiv Yeshiva, the Kedushas Haaretz, after the Kibush. The Machloikis has nothing to do with Lietzim Mitzrayim and Lebay Haaretz, because Lietzim Mitzrayim and Lebay Haaretz is just a shaila how the Chalukah went. What was Xeris the cause of the Chalukah? In the Eretz Yisrael Mugzakis Hanul Aviseinu, what was the din when it was in Schalik, and it was in Schalik after the Yerusha? How exactly were they mechalik it? What schus chaluka did everyone have? Did the Eretz Mitzrayim have a schus chaluka? Did the Bay Eretz have a schus chaluka? And then it was Chayzer, and then they got it back. Did both of them have a schus chaluka? But the Muchzik Hashem Lanu, the din that it was belongs to Klal Yisrael, that everyone agrees to. There's also a precious drachim. It's from the Baal HaMishnah LeMelech. In Drush Tess, he's marich about this nekuda. He brings Kamer Ayis from Gemaris that we mentioned, that Avraham Avinu already was Kain Eretz Yisrael. He asks the Kasha, Stephen Rashi in Chumash, that Rashi says, by Chai Yisara, Ger v'Seisha v'Nechi Yimachem, that Im Tirtza Niger v'Mla v'Reini Seisha that Lenim in Adin. And he told the Bnei Ches, I'll buy it from you, but if you're not going to agree to sell, Sam B'Yoteshav, I'll take it min Adin, because it's mine. The Rashi by Parashas Lech Lecha, Vehi Riv, Vein Roya Miknei Avram, Vein Roya Miknei Loit. The Rashi says that the Roya Miknei Loit used to let their sheep go to other fields, because they said that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avram, and they're part of Avram's mention. And the Roya Miknei Avram held not the way, V'knani V'prizi Az Yeshiv V'aretz, it still doesn't belong to us yet. So that's Mashu, didn't belong to Avram Avinu. So he says, I'll be a Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. That Taisus in Rosh Hashanah asks the Kasha also, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is Mashma, and Daf Yud Gimel, that the Yidden didn't own the crops that grew before they came to Eretz Yisrael. And he asks the Kasha of the Gemara in Vedizara that we mentioned, that asks the Kasha of the Mais Hashem and Shalai, you see, the Yidden owned Eretz Yisrael beforehand. So Taisus says, Mikomo kem Yeshla b'mash Hazaru. And the precious Drachim is Mazmir. They had a Kenyan Aguf, but not a Kenyan Paris. The Kenyan Aguf was there from the time Avraham Avinu came, from the time that Eibishter gave it to Avraham Avinu, Kumas Alech Ba'aretz, they had already a Kenyan Aguf. But they didn't have a Kenyan Paris. So the grass that grew belonged taka to the Kenani and Prizi, because they didn't have a Kenyan Paris yet. After good the Pasif, a Kenani and Prizi was Yeshiv Ba'aretz, not that they owned the land, but the Yeshivas Ba'aretz, the Kenyan Paris, that belonged to them. Till the Yerusha, the Yeshiva of Klal Yisrael, where they got the Kenyan Paris. Al Kabanim, that's the aside. Klal Yisrael owned Eretz Yisrael beforehand. The Shailov, Lietzim Mitzrayim, Nechlekar, it's the Bayez Nechlekar, it's just the Seid of the Chalukah. And now I want to shmuzduch another Inyan that you see from this Gemara that the people that were born before Matan Torah, the Boyarts, even those that were born before Matan Torah, a Yerush, the Yetzim Mitzrayim. So you see that Tzlaf Chayfer's children were Yerush Chayfer, Tzlafchan, and his brothers, even though they were all born before Matan Torah. So the Shaila is, Matan Torah was an Inyan of Geirus. Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were Megayir. How do you know? Because the Gemara in the fourth parak of Yevamos learns out the Dine Geirus from Klal Yisrael's Geirus, the Matan Torah. The din of Mila, the din of Tefila, Atzos Damim, the Gemara learns it out from the din, from Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. First in that Gemara, that it was Chal and Gerish and Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. Now we know the Klal, Gerish and Nisgar, Kakon Shanela Dami. So when a Ger, when a guy, let's say, becomes Megayer, he no longer Yarshins his relatives that were Goyim. He's not related to them. Gerish and Nisgar, Kakon Shanela Dami. So the Shaila is, if I'm Matan Torah, there was a Geirus, so why don't you say, the Geirus in this guy, Kanchnel Dami, since we learn out in Yevamos, that I'm involved, the din of Geirus and Matan Torah, Baish says there was a Geirus, so why don't we say Geirus in this guy, Kanchnel Dami? This Gemara is Mukh that we don't say that. that whoever was born before Matan Torah, even after Matan Torah, they still had a father as a relative. So then there's a maral. It's in Gur Aryeh, Parashas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Yud, and the maral asks a shaila about Arayis. You find in that there was a Isser Arayis. Vayichal Mishpachaisam, on the Arayis and Esulam, you find there's Isser Arayis. Why is it Isser Arayis? There's a din of Gerish and Isgarik Akotin Shalel Dami. The Gemara says in Yavamis in the second parak that relatives that a guy has and becomes Megayer, he's allowed to marry them. Because Gerish and Isgarik Akotin Shalel Dami. So why don't you say the same thing? Matan Torah was a Gerish. Why don't you say Gerish and Isgarik Akotin Shalel Dami? So the moral says, Ein Zakasha. Deim Hukrachu Lekabel, Da Kavleim Harki Gigas. It was Kavleim Harki Gigas that were forced to Mekabel. You don't say Kanchnel. That the Vanimish in this guy may atzma can go and guy, cave and light, sorrow, the guy, whom a guy atzma, you have a bria caris the gamri. Avisrol, she yots him its triumph, cave and shimachyavan the cabal of Tariv, and Machrochum was the ains of Kanchneland. Moral says that you only say Gerish is guy a Kanchnel dummy if he chose to be Magayer. But if they were Machuiv to Magayer, they were Machuch to Magayer, they didn't have any choice, Kafalay Makigingis. But mainly, don't say Gerish is guy cutting Shnei Dami. This morale is brought in the Hakdama to the Shev Shmaitz. He's mafalpal about it. But what's pshat in that? Fasa the Pashup pshat. What's the difference if you become a ger because you chose to become a ger? You become a ger because you're forced to become a ger. Here you're cutting Shnei and here you're not cutting Shnei. What's pshat? What's Pashup taich in the morale? So the Klichendam, your Meidam Platsky, he says a pshat. He says if someone's a guy. And he doesn't, and then he becomes a yid. A guy and a yid are two completely different mitzvahs. A guy and a yid. Savadi can't be the same mitzvahs as before, it's Katan Shanei L'dami. But Klal Yisrael, he says, this is the pshat in the maral. Klal Yisrael, they were yid and they were Yisrael. They had to become a ger. That was good for them, it was good for the tevet. It's not Katan Shanei L'dami. They didn't become any different. So it's not stam achilik if you're forced to do it, if you did it in your own free will. The shaila is, if you were a guy, which have no shaykhus. Mechat teisu should be a ger. You became a ger. That's a bria cheres. But if you were Yisrael the whole time, so even though there was a din geris matan Torah, but they were forced to become gerim, they were mechuyev to become gerim, that's not a different mitzvahs. I want to be masbidus even more. I'll be the Rav Naftali in Ksuvah Staf Yir Aleph by Ger Katan. He says a gavaldige yisait. The Gemara, Taisa says one sad that you really can't become a ger when you're a katan, only mid rabbanim. Mid raisa, it's not shaykh for a katan to become a ger. So he wanted to know, how's it shaykh? It says by a gezel ager that if he's a katan, then he certainly doesn't have any yershim. How could it be a ger katan? Mid raisa, he can't have a ger katan. So Taisa says, I have a case. Let's say his mother was pregnant when she was a guy. She was pregnant, she became a geyeris. She was muberish in his gaira. That's a case we can have a ger katan. So, Fregdir b'kivega, the Gemara is mavur, and Yevamis davayin ches, that the reason why Meberishin is gair, the son doesn't need a tefillah, is, if you hold up a live erichimai, it's because it's not considered a chetzitza. So it sounds like he's having a tefillah. And Taisus brings a raya, the Ramban brings a raya that b'dievet you could do mila before tefillah. B'dievet you do tefillah before mila, because you see, Meberish and his gaira, he first had a tefillah and then did a mila. So you see, b'dievet a tefillah works before the mila. Taisus holds it doesn't. Taisus holds Meberish and his gaira since at the time of the tefillah he wasn't yet a bar mila, so that's why the mila was a makiv. The mal mila is makiv. But you see, klar Taisus and Rabban Neman and as I state in the Gemara Yevamis Tavayin Ches that a Meberish and his gaira is also a geiris. It's a mila for geiris. It's a tefillah for geiris. So if a guy, katan, can't become a ger midiraisa, like that she did in Taisus, so why is the version of this guy any better? I say, maybe you'll think, since his mother was Jewish at the time of the birth, maybe he's Jewish without gerus. But it's not true. Because you see, you need a tefillah. You need to be a erechimai to be a tefillah. You need that it shouldn't be a chetzintza. And you need a mila. And the Rishayim learn up that the mila is also a mila's gerus. They bring a raya. That the tefillah could be before the mila, or maybe it's not a raya, but al kapanim they learn up that the mila is a mila's geirus. So why is meberish and his geira work? And he has another kasha. Taisin Yaval Mustaf Tezayin and Mebeis holds that if a guy is akav evan abal bas yisrael, the son needs geirus. As I state in Taisus, he needs geirus. We don't pass him that way. We pass him if you have a Jewish mother, you're Jewish. Taisus holds he needs geirus. So the Olam asks, the Gemara Mechayri says that an Eved Vaakam that was born a Bas Levi, the son is Potif and Pinyan Ben, he has a din of a Levi. If he needs Geiris, the what's the pshat that he has a din of a Levi? And also, you find that a Meberish in his Geirim, he's related to the mother, and to any children the mother subsequently has, he has a din of their Isa. If you have a Meberish in his Geirim, and then she's a woman, a Geirish woman becomes pregnant, then she becomes a Geiris, and after she gives birth to a son, she gives birth to a daughter. The daughter is an Erev Deraisa to the son. He's considered a Chayse Me'imai. He's an Erev Deraisa. Shaila's why? We're saying that Meberish and his Gaira, the son, is a Geirus. You have Mila and Tvila. What's the pshat? Sir Meftali says it's two dinim. There's a din, the Shem Yisrael. The Shem Yisrael is a din Shem Yisrael. As long as his mother was Jewish at the time of the birth, he has a Chaloy Shem Yisrael. And the mother is considered his mother because he's Yisrael. So what do you need the Geirus for? Because Vinish Vi B'Shas the Ibur. He wasn't yet Jewish. So Mameli is missing Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, he has to get Ayidei Mila and Tvila. And that's what Taisus holds, even when the mother was Jewish at the time of the Ibur. As long as the father was a guy, he's missing Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael, he has to get through Mila and Tvila. But the Etzim Chaloy Shem Yisrael, he has without Mila and Tvila. So Dr. Reb Naftali, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs then. If you already have a Shem Yisrael, you just need Kedushas Yisrael, a katan, according to Dabshan and Taisus, a katan can't become a Ger Midereisa because he can't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But a Muberish in his Geira, Enechinami, he needs the Mila and Tvila of Geiris to make Kedushas Yisrael, but the Shem Yisrael he has, so he doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs b'chol. And that's why you don't need, there's no din of Geirish in his Geira Kanchnel Dami by him. He's related to his mother. Geirish in his guy Kanchnel Dami is someone who b'chol didn't have a Shem Yisrael. He had no Shem Yisrael b'chol. And the Geirus didn't only give him Kedushas Yisrael, that gave him the Shem Yisrael also. And Mela Zag Geirus needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And Mela Zag Geirus, which made him from a Goy to a Shem Yisrael, that's Kanchanel Adami. But if he already had a Shem Yisrael, and Mela doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he needs Geirus for Kedushas Yisrael. When Berish and his Geir needs Geirus for Kedushas Yisrael, Taisus and Yevamos holds even an Akam Ve'evet Abba Bas Yisrael needs Geirus for Kedushas Yisrael. But there's no din of Kakan Chanel Adam. He's related to his mother. Because he has a Shem Yisrael. He's just missing Kedushas Yisrael. Zogach, this Reb Naftali is the Maral. Maral that says, that's only when your choice to become a Ger, that's when you say Kakan Chanel Adam. But as opposed to if you mechuyiv and mukhrich to become a Ger, you don't say Kakan Chanel Adam. Das meinte. We already spoke in the sixth parak. Avada, Klal Yisrael had a Shem Yisrael before Matan Torah. And I hold his own machlekes about this. Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov had a Shem Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, I've had those before Matan Torah. So Enochinami, you do learn out Dine Geirus from Matan Torah because they were missing Kedushas Yisrael. And the Mila and Tefila gave them Kedushas Yisrael. And that's what you need for Geirus, you need to give Kedushas Yisrael. Now normally, if you have a guy, and he's willing to mekabel mitzvahs, so the Mila and Tefila that gives him Kedushas Yisrael doesn't only give him Kedushas Yisrael, it makes him a Shem Yisrael b'chlal. The Kedushas Yisrael comes together with the Shem Yisrael. But since he didn't have a Shem Yisrael before, he wasn't Yisrael Bechlal, and he became Yisrael, he say Kanchnel Dami, he's not related to anyone, he doesn't Yarshin his father, he's Mutter with his Kraven, no Arayas, no Yerusha, Gershin's guy Kanchnel Dami. But Klal Yisrael had a Shem Yisrael, like a Mavarish in his guy, or like a Meftali said. They were missing Kedushas Yisrael. So the Din had to get Kedushas Yisrael, even if you have a Shem Yisrael, is I say Din, how you get Kedushas Yisrael if you don't have a Shem Yisrael? But if you have a Shem Yisrael, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs because it's a davar mukhrich. Once you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's a davar mukhrich. So you now don't become a new bear. You had the Shem Yisrael beforehand. Primarily, you don't say, Kesh, this guy can't chanel adami. That's a feshtech pshat. And now let's see one more nekuda. The Gemara in Amud Beis says a halacha. Miraglim, Yeshua v'kalev not luchalka. Mislaimim v'das kairich l'hoilim chelik v'aretz. That means that the Meraglim, even though they were Yetzim Mitzrayim, and Laman the Amal Yetzim Mitzrayim Nechlik Ha'aretz, they should each have a Chelik. But that was the Afgar, the Meraglim, Yeshua V'Kalev took over the Chelik, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, the Gemara later on Kafir Ches, Yeshua V'Kalev Chayu Mena Anoshim Ahem Ha'olchem Lasser Esa Aretz, Chayu means they took the Chelik in the Eretz Yisrael. And who Adin, the Mislaininim and Ades Kayach, and the Gemara says it means the Mislaininim of the Ades Kayach, Basically, they also did not have a chelik, and what happened to their chelik? No specific person took it, according to this brisa, but it went to the Gan's Klal Yisrael. It was as if they didn't exist from the Bay Eretz. Their chelik was divided among the Gan's Klal Yisrael. The amount of chalakim that was allotted for the Eitz of Mitzrayim didn't include the Mislainim and Adas Kairach. And that's learned out from the pasuk that says by Slavchat. It says, and the Gemara Darshan's B'Seich Eid is the Meraglim, Hanoidam Hashem is Mislainim, Adas Kairach Kamashmoi. And then they ask, Lami Yigar Hashem Avinu Mitech Mishbachte Kein Loi Bein. Nice dice if he was from the Meraglim or the Mislainim, Adas Kairach, he wouldn't get a chaluk and they wouldn't complain. Then the Gemara says, Habonim Nalu B'Schus Avi Avinu B'Schus Avi Amisei. If you had Meraglim at children, or Adas Kairach, or Mislainim, those children would still get a chaluk B'Schus Avi Avinu B'Schus Avi Amisei, which means, if their grandfather, let's say one of the Meraglim's fathers or Osi Yetzim Mitzrayim, or Adas Kairach, one of the fathers of a member of Adas Kairach was Osi Yetzim Mitzrayim, so even though he doesn't get a chaluk, but his children will get a chaluk, they'll get the chaluk, they'll get a Yerusha in the chaluk of their grandfather or their grandmother, if their mother was an only daughter, she didn't have brothers, so she would be able to Yerush her grandfather who's the Yetzim of Mitzrayim, and he is not a Meragel or an Adas Kairach Mensch, and therefore they'll be able to get their chaluk. Thus stating the Braisa. So Rabbi Chanan points out that he would have said that how did they get the chaluk of the grandfather? Through Mishmush. Even though it's going to go through someone that's a Meragel or someone that's a Adas Kairach. But just like, let's say, you have a Yetzir Mitzrayim who has a son which is less than 20, and that son happened to die in the Midbar, and he has a son which is from the Baya Aretz. So that grandson will Yarshin, the grandfather, and it will go Derech Mishmush, because even though he doesn't have a Chelek, because the Yetzir Mitzrayim, the Chalak Aretz, only when they're 20, he wasn't 20, but Al Kapanim, he could Yarshin the Kever from his father, and be Mayrish it to his children, the Baya Aretz. And the same thing, Aisha. Aisha doesn't have a chelik, but if an Aisha came out of Mitzrayim and her father was from the Yetz of Mitzrayim, and she had no brothers, she yarshened her father, and she had sons that were boyards, so they would get the Yerusha through her, through Mishmush. I mean, she herself could get the Yerusha. Not even Mishmush. I'm saying if you have someone that went out of Mitzrayim below 20, or an Aisha that went out of Mitzrayim, and their father was the Yetz of Mitzrayim, even though below 20 doesn't get a chelik, and Isha doesn't get a chelik, but you see, B'nai Slavchan, and who would then anyone below 20 would get a chelik, because if Lietzim Mitzrayim, the Chalaka Arts, so they get the chelik, and they give it to the children. So L'chayah, who would then here, Mislainanim, and Adas Kairach, and Meraglim, they don't get a chelik. But they're not worse than Noshim, and B'nai 20, which, and Pachas and B'nai Esim, which also don't have a chelik, but they could get a Yerusha. So within here, they could get a Yerusha, and they're dead. So the Yerusha will be Mamashmish today, Yarshim. But he says, Rabbeinu Yena, and Kuf Yechasim Abeis, Rabbeinu Yena says, Lahed Yenata way. Rabbeinu Yena says, they cannot get the Yerusha through Mishmush. What's the Pshat that the Notlu B'Shul Aviyah is saying, and B'Shul Aviyah is saying? The Pshat is, like the Gemara in Daf Kuf Nandesa, we keep mentioning, Mikayach Avu Da'aba Kasina, Takas of Esecha Yubanecha. That when you yarshin your grandfather, you could bypass Mishmush. Just like if your father owes money, it won't go to the Baal Chayiv, because you could bypass Mishmush. Here also, Takas of Esecha Yubanecha, you could bypass Mishmush. Back to Bechana, what's the pshat? Why does Rabbeinu Yonah have to learn that you could bypass the Mishmush? Takas of Esecha Yubanecha, Mikayach Avud Ambekasina. Why can't you say that even though they don't have a chelik, but they're like, Pachas Mnechav, or Nashim, they don't have a chelik, but if their father was the Eitz of Mitzrayim, and they're the Yarshim, they get the chelik, B'Yerusha. So who would in the Mislaimim and Askar could get the chelik, B'Yerusha, and if they're dead, it will go all to Mishmush. Zakya B'chana and Pashit. Someone who's not Chav or an Isha, there's no Afka of her chelik. She happens not to get a chelik. The Aris was not in Eskalkater, but if it was in Eskalkater or Meirish, and she gets the Yerusha, or the Pachas Ibn Chav gets a Yerusha, so fine. It says he got to be Yerusha. But the Mislainanim, the Adas Kairach, the Meraglim, bets and they would have a Chelik. Then the Torah went to his Mafkia the Chelik. So who and then if they get a chelik b'yerusha from their meirish, from their father, usletar is mafkia. It's a chaloy shem afka. So as long as they would have the chelik, they lose it. So Ibazai, why do their children get the chelik from the grandfather? Teretz is not ultimishmush, because if we have to go through them, that would have the same chaloy shem afka. It's different than a yishin and a bechav, but there's no afka. They happen not to have the chelik, so they could yerish the chelik. But they have afka, so even a chelik that they would be yerish from the Yetzim Mitzrayim would also be mufka. The term mufki that also, the only way the grandchildren can get it is also din of tachas of esech yiv benachem and karech avud abba kasino. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonavi is saying a gavaldig azach. He asks a gavaldig akasha. He says, you have a pasuk. The pasuk, the Mreis Lafkut came, avinu meis ben midbar, v'hu lo hayi b'seich ha'edah ne'edah madas Hashem b'adas karech. And Mesech Eidah means the Meraglim, Hanedah Hashem is Mislaininim, Adas Karakam Hashmai. So that's why the Bnei Slavchud wanted the Yerusha, because Slavchud was not from the people that lost the Chelik in the arts. So Mishlaim, if you say, Liyaitzim Mitzrayim, the Schalka, I understand the Pasuk. Then Munning Slavchud's Chelik. Slavchud was the Yaitzim Mitzrayim. I'm Munning Slavchud's Chelik. So I have to bavarn that Slavchud had a Chelik. But if you hold the boy, or is chalka like a Rabbeinu's son, and what's the pshat they're getting a chelik or a chazara, and the chazara goes back to chayfer, and that's mavur in the Gemara, that if you hold the yaitzei in the boy, or it's in the chalka, so there's no chelik slavchad. They wanted their chelik b'nichsei chayfer. They wanted slavchad's yerusha of nichsei chayfer. So, factor Beni Yaina, the Yerusha in Nichsei Chayfer, they would have gotten, even if he was B'seich Eidah Neidah Moshem B'Adas Kayach. That's what this Bryce is saying. That the Banim could take B'skos Avi Avisein, or B'skos Avi Yimaisein. So how does the man Yomel Leboya Aretz, Nechalka, how does he learn? How does he learn Pshat in the Pasuk? That the Bnei Slavkut had to say that Slavkut wasn't from the Meraglim of B'Adas Kayach. Because otherwise he would lose his chelik. He anyway doesn't have a chelik. He's not from the Boy Aretz, he's from the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Whose chelik are they getting? They're getting the chelik that's coming from Chazara, from Chayfer. That they can get even if he's in the Mesaych Eidah Neidah Mashem Benes Kayach. Mamma Shapella. Zagya Beinayin the two terutzim. One terutz is that even Laman the Omar, the Boy Aretz, but they not only want Slavkot's chelik in Chayfer's Yerusha, but they want Slavkot's chelik b'char in Chayfer's Yerusha. Einachinam, Slavkot doesn't have an egg in the chelik. It's all talking about his chelik in Nichsei Chayfer. But the pshat is, they don't want his chelik b'char also. Slavkot was a b'char. So the chelik pashut zakter abeinu yayin they'll get alt mikayach avud abakasina. That they'll get even if he's a miracle. But if he was from the Meraglim of Amdas Kayach, they would get the Chelik Pashat Alt Mikayach Avud Abba Kasina, because then you don't need Mishmush. But the Chelik Bechor they wouldn't get. Because if they're coming to Alt Mikayach Avud Abba Kasina, that wouldn't work for the Chelik Bechor. The only way they can get the Chelik Bechor is if you consider Slavka the Irish, because he's the Bechor. And now Slavka the Kever gets the Chelik Bechor from Chayfer, and then he's Meirishit to his daughters. Then they could get the chelik b'char. But if the Slavchan would be a miragel, so whatever he's Yairish will be mufka from him. So Mela, it's not shayach that you go to Alts Mishmush. It's only go to Alts Tachas Avisech Yiyu Banecha. So there, they wouldn't have a tain on the chelik b'char. And he says another thing, the Gemara there, we'll see, the Gemara in Daf Kufri Ches also says that there were other brothers that died. Other sons of Chayfer that died. So they wanted a chelik in that. The other brothers of Slavchan, other sons of Chayfer, that died. So their Yerusha goes to all the remaining brothers of all the remaining sons of Chayfer, including Slavchan, and those brothers died without children. So now the brothers get the Yerusha from the brothers that died. So those Yerusha, you don't have any kayach avud abba kasina. And again, you'd have to come on to Mishmush to get it, and Mishmush would only work if Slavkot was not from the Adas Kayach or from the Meraglim. So that's what Rabbeinu Yaina says. The Laman the Amal Liyotzei Aris Ischalka, you're going to have to say the Vuhuloi Haye B'Seicha Eda, Hanoidim Al Deshem Das Kayach, is to Bavar and Avada the Etzim Chaluk the Etzim Yerusha of Tzlafchot B'nichsei Chayfa they would get anyway, even if he's a miracle. They'll state in the Raisa. They'll get it. But the Chelik B'char, that they can't get B'schus Avi Avisein, because that you can't go Tzual Tzatachas Avisech Yubanecha, that you have to go Tzual Tzmishmash, that they wouldn't get. And the Chelik of the brother also, they wouldn't get Al Tzmishmash. They wouldn't get, I mean, Al Tzatachas Avisech Yubanecha. They have to get Al Tzmishmash. If he was a miracle, he wouldn't get. And that's what Rabbi Chanan is saying, that is different than a Isha or a Pachas Mechaf who could Yarshin, even though they don't have a Chelik, but they could Yarshin the Chelik from the father. Here, there's no afkah of the chaluk, so mail the yarshit. Mashen kain and das kairach miraglim. There's afkah of the chaluk, so even bekever they wouldn't be able to yarshit it to be meirushit. The only way the children would get is tachas of esecha, and that wouldn't apply to the chaluk bechar, and that wouldn't apply to the chaluk of the achiyaba.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.